We're here with Republican Chris Gibson from New York's 19th District, who has recently announced he's done. Chris Gibson, of course, is a great friend of mine, and I want to say that to begin with. It is not every day that you share fried chicken made by his wife at Tanglewood.
Indeed.
On the lawn.
What a wonderful time.
Chris Gibson, speaking of that, you're going over to Williams College, where you're going to teach in their vaunted leadership program. I've done that program, about that program for a long time, and it's quite impressive. So you were running for governor hard. All of a sudden, we read that you're not running for governor and that you're done with politics. What happened? A lot of people are saying to each other, what happened? Did something scare him? Did something happen?
Well, first of all, this offer came through, which I'm very excited about. And since that time, it's been expanded and extended.
Well, you can't say for a single second that being a professor, of which I was for most of my life, is as good as being the governor of New York State, could you?
Well, I'll say that I love the time that I was a professor. I was an infantryman for many years, 29 years, but three of the years I taught at the United States Military Academy at West Point. I taught American government, and I was self-actualized during that period. And then later on, I did a year at Stanford University where I wrote Securing the State, and appreciated that experience because, you know, really, Alan, I mean, it's an opportunity to get my life in balance. I'm working about 90 hours a week. Of course, I asked for the job, and I'm very—
No, you're one of the hardest workers I know.
And I'm privileged to have had this service. But, you know, what I'm looking at is going from about 90 hours to about 45 hours a week, and that's going to allow me to reinvest time in my family. And I think it's a very critical time for my family. I have three kids, Mary Jo and I, and, you know, they're 18, 16, and 14. And, you know, I'm never going to get this time back. And so when this offer came through, and as I was saying, it's been expanded and extended.
How so? What did they do?
Well, I'm going to be, well, for the first semester, which will be in January of 17, I'll be the visiting professor for leadership, but I'll teach two courses. And because I'm being brought on for an additional 2 years beyond that to serve as the Stanley Kaplan Professor of American Foreign Policy. So I'll be signed on through June of 2019, and I'll have a focus on not only leadership, but also American foreign policy, which will allow me to teach courses in grand strategy, civil-military relations, and indeed American foreign policy, all of which I think will be helpful to helping shape and help mentor young Americans who are aspiring to leadership. And so, yes, indeed, both of these programs, the leadership and the foreign policy, come under the larger auspice of the Political Science Department. So it'll be a great synergy. I appreciate the opportunity with Williams College. It's an institution I have the highest regard and respect for, and look forward to my work with the chair of the Political Science Department, Dr. McAllister, and also the leader of the leadership section, if you will, or sub-department, Justin Crow, Dr. Justin Crow. So two great Americans. I look forward to working with them. I think this is an amazing opportunity for us at the right time for my family.
Well, yes. And but I have to argue with you a little, Chris Gibson. You said 45 hours a week. I know a little bit about Williams College. Williams College, which I have great respect for, has, frankly, the most wonderful approach towards free time for their professors. They would say, no, we're writing, we're thinking all of the time, and that's the 45 hours. But, you know, they get constant time off every 3 years, I believe, there's a semester. Then they get every 6 or 7 years, they get a full time off. That's a good place to teach as opposed, I loved what I did at SUNY, but I got to tell you, it was nothing like two courses.
Well, I will tell you, I really appreciate the approach. Williams' approach is actually very similar to the United States Military Academy at West Point. And that is that it's clear their number one priority is teaching. It's really the work in the classroom, mentoring, being involved, supporting students. And that's certainly part of what attracted me to Williams was that focus on inculcation, on inspiration, on educating.
So how did it happen? Here you were, you were traveling around, you were talking to every chairman of every Republican committee in the state, you talked to everybody. I think that there were some signs that the establishment, and I didn't like it, that the establishment in the Republican Party wanted their losing candidate from the last time, Rob Astorino, to be the candidate again. Did you just decide, okay, I can't make it?
Well, let me say this. First of all, you, in terms of my efforts towards that end, you're correct. I mean, I'd done over about a 15-month period, I had done public events in 46 counties. So, you know, that was an extensive commitment, been in every corner of this state. Some of these events were over 500 people. And, you know, we had an opportunity to really get to know leadership. Even counties that I didn't do a public event in, I met the leadership at other events. So I felt like I really connected and, I believe, inspired a lot of folks. So there was a very positive experience towards that end. But, you know, how this happened was, is Dr. Crow reached out.
How did that happen? You get a phone call?
No, he wrote an email. And my chief of staff, Stephanie Valley, got the email and she informed me of it. And, you know, for my wife and I, we have always loved Williams College. I am, you know, just this was really awesome to have them reach out like that. And
now, are you a Williams graduate?
No.
No.
I'm a Siena, proud Siena graduate, and then PhD from Cornell University. But, you know, I mean, I pay attention, obviously, and you know, Williams College has been number one liberal arts college for just about the last two decades. It may have been 1 or 2 years that they were not. But
don't you think it's a bit of an elitist institution? In other words, if there's one thing I never think of when I think of you, it's elitism.
No, I mean, I don't feel that at all. I think that there's a look. Let me just give you the example of Justin Crow. Here's a young man who's was the first one in his family to ever go to college. He's from Long Island. And when he was pursuing, he graduated from Williams College. When he was pursuing his doctorate, his dad was getting his GED. Mm. So, you know, that is a pretty awesome story, I think. And, you know, to be with young Americans who are aspiring for leadership, I think this is a this is an enormous opportunity. Look, I love the commute, too. It's not that far. It's about a 50-minute drive. It's a beautiful drive.
I know it well.
It'll take me from Columbia County. We're kind of going reverse, right? Because I'm going from Columbia County to Berkshire County. And, of course, you go from Berkshire County here each morning. So, and as you mentioned, we love so much about the you know, Columbia County, the to Taconic Range, and the Berkshires, so whether it be going to Tanglewood or, you know, going to the our family has a tradition we've had now for 22 years. We climb Monument Mountain. We like to do it about 3-4 times a year, and then we often get soup or something like that over at the Red Lion Inn. And earlier, when Mary and I were, you know, newly married, we would stay at Conroy's B&B, which is right there outside of Stockbridge. So, you know, this is really just awesome. And look, I think it comes at the right time for my family. You know, when I look at these 3 years, I'll never get back. Look, you know, our daughter is going to go to SUNY Albany. She'll be nearby. Maggie still has over another year at home, which is a very special time. And Connor is just finishing his freshman year, so we'll have 3 years with him. So, you know, I signed on through June of 2019. What happens after that? Well, we'll make that decision when that time comes. And I think this is really going to be a great way to have balance in our lives, because I not only plan to teach and get involved in mentorship, but I plan to write. And the last time I published, when I published Securing the State, that was a time I was in between deployments to Iraq. I had just gotten back what was my third deployment overall, and I knew I was heading back for my fourth deployment when I was done with the senior service college experience at Stanford. And quite candidly, I felt very passionate about what I was writing about. I thought that our country had made a number of mistakes with regard to our efforts in the Middle East, and I wanted to write about it. And so, you know, when I came forward with that book, I waived all royalties. I keep no money from that
book. Yeah, you're amazing that way. But I mean, here's something else amazing. We're out of time today, but the next time we come back, which should be tomorrow, we'll pick it up from right there, okay?
Well, thanks, Doc, and best wishes to all the listeners out there.